So far, New York lawmakers headed home from Albany without a deal on New York City's rent rules. They expire on Monday, June 15th. Members of the Assembly and the Senate left Albany yesterday. They plan to return on Monday. A short-term extension of the law by 6 months or a year is one idea lawmakers are talking about. It would give them more time to consider significant changes. The Assembly already has approved a four-year extension. It would strengthen the rules on how landlords can raise rents on vacant units. The Senate has yet to consider the proposal. Rent rules cover approximately 1 million units in and around New York City. The legislature plans to adjourn its 2015 session on Wednesday. On Thursday, advocates for September 11th first responders urged Congress to permanently extend the Zadroga bill. It's a law which provides medical monitoring and treatment for the rescue workers, saying they need assurance that their health care won't be cut off.
Stabilization of funding allows the program to more adequately care for 9/11 responders.
Dr. John Howard is the administrator of the World Trade Center Health Program. He told members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee extending the law would help clinicians treat victims. It would allow administrators to better plan patient care. He pointed out that there are affected individuals in 429 of the 435 congressional districts. Authorities in northern New York State now say they have good reason to believe the two prison escapees are still in the area near the maximum security prison from which they escaped. According to a person close to the investigation, they believe a prison employee had agreed to be the getaway driver, but she never showed up. The manhunt is still focused in some woods only a few miles away from the prison. There was a victory for car wash workers at the New York City Council this week. Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito sponsored a bill which requires all car wash businesses to be licensed by the Department of Consumer Affairs.
Businesses would, among other things, be required to obtain a $150,000 bond to cover any claims against the business, including those for labor violations such as wage theft and damages to vehicles.
Licenses will require car washes to submit to city standards on waste disposal and any damage done to vehicles. RWDSU, the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, spearheaded a campaign to allow car wash workers to unionize. The bill provides strong incentives for the car washes to allow their workers to unionize. The New York City Council also passed the Fair Chance Act. It bans private sector employers from asking job applicants if they've been convicted of a crime. It's known as Ban the Box. That's because some job application forms have a box that needs to be checked off if a prospective employer has a conviction. Supporters of the act say it will end discrimination against people, particularly blacks and Latinos, who have been subjected to low-level arrests. 17 states have similar laws. An influential business group blasted the bill. The Partnership for New York, a group of CEOs, says the bill favors ideology over practicality.
When we fight,
we pay.
When we fight,
we pay.
When we fight.
A fight for fair wages rally was held in Manhattan on Thursday afternoon. This as the wage board convened by Governor Cuomo is looking at raising the minimum wage for fast food workers to $15 an hour. Peter Ward is president of HTC, the New York Hotel and Motel Trades Council. He recounted testimony given for fair wages by a woman who works 40 hours a week, lives in a homeless shelter, and raises two children.
What it was like to have to go home to that homeless shelter every night and take one set of each of her children's clothes into the bathroom and wash them in the sink. Because they only had two sets of clothes, she had to wash one every single night. She told what it was like to live in this horrible environment, what it was like not to have hope, not to have a clear vision of a pathway out.
According to Governor Cuomo, fast food workers are the primary wage earners for their families. They earn about $18,000 a year.
So they still qualify for public assistance and food stamps. So they work full-time at Burger King, McDonald's, they earn a minimum wage, they still get public assistance, they still get food stamps. The federal government pays $7 billion a year to McDonald's workers and Burger King workers. This state pays $700 million every year to subsidize Burger King and McDonald's made $4.67 billion last year. Why are we subsidizing their employees. Let them pay a wage so their workers can eat and pay housing and live a decent wage.
Cuomo says what's going on is a fraud.
My job at 40 hours a week pays only two-thirds of my rent.
Rebecca Cornick lives in Brooklyn. She earns $9 an hour at Wendy's.
If the governor's wage board was to increase the minimum wage, it would lift the weight of the world off my shoulders.
The next meeting of the Fast Food Wage Board is in New York City on Monday. It's at NYU's Kimmel Center. Ornette Coleman, the visionary saxophonist and composer who pioneered free jazz and won a Pulitzer Prize in 2007, has died. Coleman is regarded as one of the greatest innovators in jazz history, along with Louis Armstrong and Charlie Parker. In the late 1950s, his free jazz challenged the bebop establishment. It abandoned the conventional song form and liberated musicians to freely improvise off the melody rather than the underlying chord changes. Coleman broke down the barrier between leader and sidemen. He gave his band members freedom to solo, interact, and develop their ideas. Ornette Coleman was 85 years old. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.